I'll now turn to Angela Ammann, HR Director at Janssen, Johnson & Johnson Companies. And clearly, Angela, Johnson & Johnson is a brand that, that most of us are absolutely familiar with from our consumer lives. But perhaps for the benefit of those on the call, it would be great if you could tell us a little bit more about Johnson & Johnson as a business.
Thank you, David. I certainly will. So we're the largest diversified global healthcare company. We actually have three core business groups, all of which are present in the UK. So as you rightly say, the best known, the consumer group, brands like Pisbuin, Compeed and Listerine. But we also have a medical devices group, which manufactures replacement knees and hips. We make instrumentation for keyhole surgery. And we have our contact lens brand, AcuVue. The final group is the pharmaceutical division, which is actually where I currently work. And we specialize in innovative medicines in specialist areas like oncology, mental health, and infectious disease. And we're also leaders globally in areas of public health and have developed treatments for areas of high unmet need like tuberculosis and what's been in the press recently, the Ebola vaccine.
So a hugely complex business, but one that's got health at the very heart of it, from what it sounds. I mean, one area that does particularly come through your data is just how well embedded health screening is across your people. So 2/3 of your people have actually had a detailed health assessment in the last 12 months, and that's against an average in the study of less than a quarter of people, so significantly up on there. How do you explain that difference to your population, and linked to that, what role can Britain's Healthiest Workplace play in actually raising awareness?
Well, certainly understanding and improving the health of our employees is a number one corporate objective led by our CEO, Alex Gorsky. And last year we ran an initiative aimed at all employees called Know Your Numbers, which gave all employees an opportunity to undertake a health assessment on a purely voluntary basis. But it did give them basic biometric data like blood pressure, cholesterol, BMI, and we then consolidated this on a global level to understand what we need to do to help employees further. And I think something you mentioned earlier about accessing all employees, one thing we were able to do here was, although we have a large sort of office-based group, we have an equally large field-based group. And what we did with the health assessment was actually take them out to regional meetings and things like that so that it was easier for them to access, so they didn't have to go to the lengths and breadths of travelling through, you know, all the way to London or something to get the data done. And we actually at the time complemented that program with our journey with yourselves in terms of the Britain's Healthiest Workplace. So we actually got the sort of competition element about, but, you know, alongside this, please come and sort of know your numbers because that will help us participate as well. So I think it helped engage on that journey.
Well, so it certainly works from the take levels that were reported. And something else that's working is good nutrition. It's a real area of strength for Johnson & Johnson. So 69% of your people consume a healthy diet. Now, that's 10% higher even than the top five companies from the survey. What have you done to promote healthy eating and again, to make good nutrition accessible to your people?
We have a J&J-led health and wellbeing workshop, which all employees, again, are eligible to participate in. And it has a very key focus around nutrition. And here, again, I would think I would emphasize this here about we're trying to make it applicable to sort of the field and the office space. So it was around trying to get everyone to understand the effect of the diet has on them, how they feel, how they behave, and what changes they can put into place that suit them and their lifestyle. And here we take a very holistic approach because we're also talking about partners and family. And I think very similar to Old Mutual here, we introduced something like free fresh fruit at our coffee station. So not a large cost initiative from our point of view, certainly not the same cost as running the two-day program. But actually, that's probably done more than anything. I think it's a very visible sign of our commitment to health and well-being and improving nutrition, and so that perhaps running down and getting the chocolate bar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the sugar level drops, go maybe get a banana or something like that, and it's all sort of freely available and accessible, and again to everyone, which I think is very important.
And great to hear that you've tried to understand the different populations within your overall population there to find things that work for people regardless of job role. And non-smoking is a further area of strength for Johnson & Johnson. So just 2% of your people are current smokers, and that's a fifth of the survey average. What do you do about smoking cessation, and why is it proven so effective?
I think you've all referenced previously this concept of a journey. I mean, I think as you'd expect from a global healthcare company, we've been on a mission on non-smoking for a number of years. So it's certainly not something new for us. We've always offered sort of our own brand of smoking cessation as a support for employees, but we've also been equally open to other things like, you know, providing support if somebody thought hypnotherapy or something like that would work. We've also been equally open to that. But I think here it's more the consistent sort of application of our commitment to general health and well-being. So I do think, as David mentioned, it is a journey here. You can only focus on so many things at a time. We focus on non-smoking for, I would say, probably the longest of everything. So, and it's probably why now you see such low numbers.
So that sustained cultural change and linked to company values. It's really interesting. And a final question from me. Despite what are already very, very positive scores, the motivation to improve and to possibly change across your population remains really high as well. So 61% of your people are keen to improve their BMI further still. How do you create that sustained motivation, and what part does Britain's Healthiest Workplace play in trying to maintain that?
As I mentioned earlier, you know, Alex Gorsky wants to improve the health and well-being further. We have a focus area for 2016, which has actually used the data that we had from Britain's Healthiest Workplace as well as the Know Your Numbers. And it's showing us that one area in particular, which is physical activity, is one area that really we could do with improving further. So we're now looking at ways and means to get people to move more. And it's little things, again, I think, like for our field-based employees, saying to them, you know, maybe when you get to the car park, maybe park further away and just walk a little bit further. Maybe use the stairs instead of the lift. So, again, I think it's finding little things, a bit like David said, it's sometimes the little things that can make the biggest difference, and making sure we have programs that are not only applicable to the office base but our field-based as well. So, and I think here, you know, it is that data set that helps you, whether it's our own corporate data, which we've complemented by our own local data through Britain's Healthiest Workplace. I think that enables you to target activities. So you can't do everything all the time. So you have to decide, well, what's important for this year, and that's what you emphasise within your program. So very much, I think, and it will be a journey over several more years, and it just happens that physical activity is going to be away for us as an area of focus for this year.
Mm-hmm. Great to hear about those sort of sub-themes within the overall well-being piece as well. Angela, thank you so much for that insight into Johnson & Johnson.